Hello everyone, this is Carly on Fly Jump Radio, and today is the 29th of September, and we are going to have a Koichi today as a guest, and hopefully we will talk about his life in London now, and how was London tour for him, I guess. And, you know, because we've already talked in Japanese version and he was really sleepy as he just got up. So hopefully we could have a proper conversation in this English version. And okay, so today's first song is from The Abacus and this is called I Miss You Girl. Enjoy it.
With the scent of you in my room, it's been driving me crazy since you left that afternoon. I have chocolate, vanilla, ice cream melting in my mind. It's been making me sing and smile, and I'm inclined to have you once again. 'Cause I miss you, girl.
You're listening to Fly Jump Radio. That was The Abacus with I Miss You Girl. So, 普通のテンションで言っちゃった。Good morning, Koichi!
Good morning, person! どうかすべ
き。あった。Are you alright?
Yeah, first of all, many apologies. I completely forgot to set alarm.
No problem. You're totally fine.
Yeah.
But what happened? Yeah. Why you were so...
Because I had a birthday party last night.
You had a...
Because, it was my birthday yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
My colleague celebrated to me and
wow.
Having party and I'm not strong to drink, but somehow I drank champagne.
A glass of champagne.
Then I don't remember anything. after that, I'm afraid.
So only one glass only of one champagne glass. You had.
Yeah.
And you don't remember anything. What happened after that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I already knew that you're not strong. But yeah, only one glass, and then he passed out. But you must remember that we were talking about radio recording schedule earlier.
Yeah, before, you know, yeah. Go to sleep.
Yeah. I mean, you were talking fine. So I thought you were not
sleeping.
All right, I get it, yeah. Then that makes sense that why you were so... you sound so...
I remember I changed the timetable, but I can't remember actual time.
Actual time.
Yeah,
we were waiting for you only. Yeah, we were waiting for you like 30 minutes or something.
Almost 1 hour, you know.
Don't worry about that though. It's alright. It's totally fine. That was your birthday, so. Yeah, happy birthday anyway.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a recording one, so obviously.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this.
Yeah.
Yesterday means like a 28th of September is not a coach's birthday, but in August. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a coach's birthday yesterday. So, yeah. And then, how old are you now?
Oh, you asked that.
Yes, I do.
I don't mind to say, but what, you know, what for?
What
if
for?
If I told
my
age,
you got the clever.
What's gonna happen?
No, there is no point.
There's no point.
Well, yeah, you didn't actually. You didn't have to. Okay, 31.
I'm 31.
You answered that anyway.
It's I'm not afraid.
Why?
I don't mind.
You don't mind.
My
age. Okay. I don't mind either. Yeah. So when we started Fly Jam, how old you were?
We started almost 3 years ago, isn't it?
Wasn't it? So
three years. Almost 4 years.
Almost 4 years, I think, yes.
Oh.
We're getting old now.
27.
I was like 23 or 4. Yeah. Because the first time when I went to London, I was 21. So already like 6 years passed. Yeah, it's a long time, but it was quickly.
Yeah, it was so quickly.
Yeah.
Time's passed. It's quite, I felt like it's something like, I feel yesterday, you know. Me and Kaori-san met in Japan Matsuri or something like that. It's
right.
Something like yesterday, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Four years ago. Yes.
Almost 4 years ago, yeah.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Then, you know, we start Gakunowa.
Yes!
Know, if we counting, you know, from Gakunowa era.
Yeah.
Maybe it's almost 5 years ago or something.
Oh my god! Time passes so quickly for me.
Quickly. Yeah.
Wow. Seriously? Yeah, because I remember that at the time I told you like I wanted, was dreaming to be like an event organizer as my dream job, and then you told me like you have this Japanese music community called Gakunowa, and then you guys are looking for organizers And then you told me, like, yeah, Derry's a perfect trip for you. Like, we are looking for organizers and we're thinking to organize some events in the future. So, you want to join us or something like that? And I still remember that, yeah, I went to the pub in.
Oh, yeah.
Was it there,
girl?
Yeah. Doko dakke are?
Kendall's Oak.
Yeah.
Kendall's Oak in Holborn.
Holborn, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know. Now you are actual event organizer, Kaori-san. You are.
Yeah.
Dreams come true.
Exactly. I earn money from organizing events and promoting musicians now. So.
Yeah. You're actual professional musicians as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Such as, yeah, Strangler Figs. So that is true. If you think like that, then yeah, like this 5 years yeah, brought us up like as a professional, yeah, professional, like working in the music industry, so it's kind of like, yeah, impressive. Okay, so like last time when I saw you in London, like we were talking about all the time, like we were talking about that, the project, like a London tour project, and we were so busy. So like we couldn't have time to talk about those, like look back at the past and then talk about the Gakunowa era and everything like that. So yeah, actually this is good. Like I actually appreciate that for that you're still sleepy and you just got up. Otherwise I couldn't have had this conversation, I think, so that's good.
Yeah.
Right, yes. Okay. So yeah. Today's second song, this is also from one of our Gakunowa member, Hibiki Ichikawa. And this is called Otemo Yan Yan. Enjoy it. Listening to Fresh M Radio, that was Hibiki Ichikawa with Otemo Yan Yan. So, Koichi.
Hello.
Hello again.
Hello again.
So, we had 16th party last month, I mean in August, in Tokyo, and it was like a picnic meetup event. But as a result, we couldn't get the play people. So, only me and Taka, I mean like a Akira-san were talking about our future, London, Flysham future and Kizami's future as well.
Okay, so instead of the 16 card, you guys deeply talk about Flysham.
Like, you know, 2-3 hours.
That's kind of good.
Yeah, 2-3 hours, I think. We were very honest to talk about that kind of things. And then, as you said, as your purpose, next purpose, now you want to involve Kizami London.
Yeah.
And then somehow, Akira-san has the same idea too.
Yeah. It's important to for, you know, Japanese musicians to be more global.
Yeah.
You know. as a present to promote and have a, you know, event, it's also good, but for, I want more, you know, Japanese composer be, you know, famous worldwide. So for that case, you know, what we can do is, as a Kizami, we're going to do like our best, you know, concert from now. You know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And then also the opposite way as well, which means we can maybe ask some, like a non-Japanese composers, then if they want to sell their songs in Japan.
I don't know what we can do yet, but you know, keep, you know, Japanese and non-Japanese composer to collaborate each other. Then you know, something great things happen. I think, I believe.
Yeah. Then maybe we can promote more musicians. Like we actually had this like a deep conversation, like me and Kenji and Akiyoshi-san and Obi-san in Mos Burger earlier. And yeah, we were talking about that things. So maybe, I don't know, by the time this radio show broadcasted, maybe we would announce sort of information about like the composers that we are like looking for composers as a Kizami, maybe. I know, I don't know, maybe, but I really hope that it's gonna happen. Yeah.
Definitely.
He's too sleepy. So, okay, we've been very serious. And what do you want to talk about the more? Like, how is your life there? How is life in London?
You ask about that now.
Yes, yes. Why not?
London life. Like I say, it's fun, you know. It, you know, makes me, I don't know, one of the biggest things to me is it's completely different to Japan. And what am I talking about?
I don't know, I want to ask that. Something going on with you? Are you right?
I'm maybe lost.
You're very lost.
I lost.
Right, okay, I think I need to give you some like subjects to like questions then. I don't know, just some this like idea about the Brexit stuff just come up on my mind now.
Well, I think we shouldn't talk about kind of politics things.
Yeah, maybe we should just I would be very emotional, so I shouldn't talk about that. But what I felt about when this time when I went to London was, well, I heard like the people were very depressed after like a Brexit things announced after the vote. But when I went there, I felt it wasn't so like depressed. I guess like people were not quite about like still cheerful. And but again, I thought. Like, you know, on the bus, for example, like you hear so many languages, not only in English, but also like Italian and Spanish and French and then all those different languages you hear if you live in London. And I thought that was amazing. That was like beautiful, actually. Like then you can, you know, meet new people from all over the world, literally. And that was the most attractive point of living in London for me. And then I just reminded it again this time and I felt like, yeah, you know, we should protect us. Like, you know, so many like problems, like a really sensitive problems still there. So I shouldn't, maybe I shouldn't say my opinion so easily, but just as, you know, just as a person who loved living in London, I felt, yeah, like hearing so many languages was kind of cool and a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's too heavy topics to my sleepy head in my
okay.
I'm afraid.
All right. Yeah. All right. So. Even you haven't reported yet, and I saw some like pictures on Facebook that you had some event recently. So you think you will organize some more events in the future soon?
Yeah.
Like maybe you will organize a Halloween party.
Halloween party, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We wanna me and Kenji punch the parties, so it's. It should be quite bigger than
yeah,
before.
Bigger
event compared to the previous.
Yeah.
And it should be more, you know, mixed with, you know, as same as last year, it's gonna be more mixing as with kind of dancing, DJ, yeah, things as well. And of course, rock bands, you know. So we want to make more, I don't know, bigger and something different.
Hmm.
That, me and Ken's planning.
Wow.
I hope we can inform something in by this radio show, something. Yeah.
Yeah, at least something like a date or place, a venue.
Yeah.
Which venue we're gonna have a Halloween party at least, yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm still sure which venue we want to. But recently, Graduate London started based on Hoxton area.
Mm.
So maybe we're going to, more active about that area at the Graduate. So, yeah. Maybe you can get that kind of, you know, fresh information around your area.
Hmm.
Just about the planning.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah, working on it.
Yeah, we should name something like this specific area as a Flyjam area, and then if you go there, any venues in around that area, you can get any information about Flyjam's activities, and that's our next
it's
purpose.
Gonna be, you know, it's not gonna be, you know, Flyjam town in Hoxton.
In that case, maybe we will have to pay some tax kind of things, I guess. So let's keep it quiet at the moment. I don't want to get to any trouble.
For example.
Yeah. So just
an idea.
Just an idea, yeah. That's like, you know, dream. So it's not happening yet. So it's just dream. Thank you. So, yeah. I think you want to go back to bed again, yeah?
I can't.
You can't?
I'm not allowed, you know.
Oh, why not?
I have a meeting, important meeting with Obi-san.
Oh, right. Okay. Right, okay, so maybe you should go to get the coffee then.
Yeah.
Right. Right, okay, so Koichi, thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you for having me.
Yay.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye. So we had a Koichi today as a guest. I don't know. I think he's now making a coffee for himself. It was kind of like a good to talk to him like that. And then, yeah, he's quite a unique person, I think. And then he turns to be 31 years old now. And I am quite looking forward to what would happen in this next 4 years. And by the time next Olympics, so the Tokyo Olympics, like we would talk maybe about some, like a dream that we've already talked in this radio show, and then maybe we would achieve them. And then that's, you know, I really hope so. And then we would obviously, like, we are getting older and, like, aging, so I'm kind of, like, you know, looking forward to, well, actually, like, next time when we have the Olympic, I would be 31 years old. Yeah, so, like, the coach's age now, so, oh my god, that's gonna be very interesting. How I would be. I'm 31 years old, so, yeah, time flies, and then I hope that this radio show still keeps going as well. And this Persian radio show is broadcasting on every Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday, we speak in Japanese, and on Thursday, we speak in English. Yeah, we will have special guest, really special guest next month, so don't miss it. Thank you for listening. Bye!